just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go.
That's John Legend. If you recognize that voice, there's good reason to. You should be hearing it all around the place because he's performing all over the place, including on TV. That's actually Ordinary People off his debut album, Get Lifted. But he has a new album out that kind of takes the singer-songwriter in a new direction, and he's here to tell us about it himself. John Legend has gotten 6 Grammy Awards in his career, and he even received the special Starlight Award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. I wanted to ask you a couple questions about your choice to do this album, because it seems to me like you could have made an easier choice for yourself. You could have taken an easier path. I mean, not only are you choosing to do a cover album, which is often a very risky thing for a singer who is doing as well critically as you are, but you've chosen extremely socially, politically conscious songs. You've chosen songs that were done by just iconic voices, Curtis Mayfield and Bill Withers, Ernie Hines. And they're all songs that kind of evoke an era. They evoke a period of time in which we were dealing with civil rights and Vietnam. And you could have not done this, John Legend. You could have made life easier for yourself.
Yeah, I got some advice from some people in the business that it probably wasn't the best idea. But for some reason, actually, my management and my record label were actually really behind it and excited. And, you know, as soon as we started talking about the idea of doing it, it just felt really right for me. It felt like something that I wanted to do. You know, I care about not only selling records, but also making beautiful art and making music that I love and that I care about and that I believe in. And this project is certainly a labor of love for me. And this is music that is the music that inspires me and moves me. And I wanted to introduce it to a new generation.
Well, let's ask about how you came to write to do this album. Was there a particular song that you just thought to yourself, I got to record that song?
Well, no, the order of, you know, of the thought process really was that I wanted to do this project, and then we started thinking about which songs we wanted to do.
So what was the first one you picked?
I actually thought I was in the middle of a campaign for Obama in 2008. I was traveling around the country and meeting a lot of young people, and I was just inspired by that whole moment. And I wanted to do something musically that kind of capture what was going on in the country, not just the hope and optimism, but some of the frustration that people were feeling with war and with you know, the misuse of power by the elites, and but also capture people's hope for the future. And so that's what I was looking to do, and I had just finished my Evolver album, and I was about to put it out, and I thought, why don't we do like an EP of classic cover songs from a different era that express what was going on now in America and around the world, and that's what we tried to do. And then we reached out to the Roots and, you know, said, do you guys want to be with us and make this album together? And at first, like I said, it was going to be an EP, more like 4 or 5 songs, and we were going to maybe add it to the Evolver album as like a bonus disc or something. But we decided to take our time with it and work on it and make it a standalone album. And, you know, it was just really exciting. Once we got into it, we were like, you know, this project is special, and we want to make sure people hear it and make sure it gets to the masses in the right way.
Well, you're kind of like the shopper that goes in the grocery store for a couple things and comes out with a whole cart full first. I want to play you Hard Times. This was actually written originally by Curtis Mayfield, and here's your version.
This crazy town, having hard time. There's no love to be found. Having
originally performed by Baby Huey and the Babysitters. And I'm wondering, I mean, first of all, the pairing of you with the Roots is clearly a match made in heaven. But I'm wondering how you approached to redo some of these very familiar songs that many people grew up with. I mean, were you looking to bring something out of them that hadn't been heard before? Were you looking to improve on them?
Well, what's interesting is a lot of them actually weren't hugely popular songs. Like Hard Times with Baby Huey, originally written by Curtis Mayfield. It wasn't a big hit song, and he's kind of an obscure artist that only did one album and kind of was forgotten about. And so we actually did a lot of songs that people really don't know that well. Even people that were, you know, listening to music during that era. We did a few that were big hit songs like Wake Up Everybody and Holy Holy. Those are pretty popular songs by popular artists. But we also did quite a few songs that were pretty obscure, and we did it on purpose. I think we didn't want to have to live up to all the originals in such a way. If they were all super popular songs and they were already covered a lot and they're already pretty ubiquitous in the public conscience.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Wake Up Everybody, which is clearly in the public conscience.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred.
I'm sure that many people have said this to you before, but listening to this album from beginning to end, you've chosen a bunch of songs that could have been written yesterday. I mean, the message in these lyrics is so modern.
It's amazing how relevant these lyrics are right now, and that's partly why we pick the songs. It's kind of a little bit disconcerting in a way. If you think about, you know, these are the things people were worried about 40 years ago, and they're still worried about them now.
John Legend, where are you now?
I'm in New York. I'm actually at the LaGuardia Airport on my way to D.C.
All right. And as you've traveled around the country and seen so many audiences, you know, Curtis Mayfield wrote that famous tune, People Get Ready, in 1965. Do you see evidence that people are getting ready for something?
Sometimes I do, you know. But then sometimes you feel like people are pretty disengaged. So, you know, I see a mix. And obviously with some of the turnout numbers we saw in the election last week, certainly young people kind of reverted back to where they were in the midterms 4 years ago as far as turnout. So clearly there's more work that needs to be done to get more young people engaged in the voting, not just for kind of a superstar presidential candidate, but, you know, during the times when it also matters, like the midterms.
John Legend, singer-songwriter, his newest album is called Wake Up. It's an incredible collaboration between John Legend and The Roots. Thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take lesson from our elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let's fill the world with love. Get rid of